Tom, stay with us, will you?
Yeah, Tom, sure. Don't go anywhere, because I think you'd say this is a pretty bad week for Floyd Landis, right?
It certainly was.
And possibly a bad week for Lance Armstrong.
Indeed.
Yeah, but a good week for somebody like a Rand Paul in Kentucky, who took the Republican nomination there, or Democrat Joe Sestak, who took a John Murtha's seat in Pennsylvania during primary elections. Every week we do this this segment in conjunction with the Week magazine. We talk about some of the winners and losers over the past week. And we have this story of overconfidence coming from LifeLock CEO Todd Davis. He actually listed his real Social Security number on TV and internet ads to prove that his company could reliably prevent identity theft. His identity has since been stolen at least 13 times, and thieves have run up thousands of dollars in fraudulent charges and loans. Davis actually clarified the motivation behind publicly revealing his Social Security number.
We've never claimed from the very beginning that it could not happen to our members or to me. That's why we had a $1 million guarantee. In fact, it validates why we have the experts we do on staff, because I have not been out time or money due to the fact that I've been victimized more than once, multiple times.
But, Tom, this also could argue that you really shouldn't put your money where your mouth is.
Indeed, it could. I guess be careful what you ask people to do, or be careful what you wish for, right?
What you ask them to believe, right? Okay, a good week, though, for sleeping in the same bed. Now, this is kind of a ridiculous story. A New Jersey novelty company has started selling the Better Marriage Blanket.
It's the problem in the marriage bed that no one likes to talk about. Maybe that's why they call it silent but deadly.
Okay, using the same kind of fabric that the military uses to protect against chemical weapons, the Better Marriage Blanket absorbs odors in the bed.
What kind of guarantee does that come with?
That's a good line.
And are they willing?
That's a good line. $1 million guarantee.
Got ideas about who had a good week or bad week in the news, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can visit thetakeaway.org. You can see the full Good Week, Bad Week feature in the Week magazine. It's online now.